let us adore him, Christ the Lord, on this beautiful Christmas Eve. Let us thank God for his unspeakable gift. Thank God for the gift of his son, Jesus the Christ, who came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Greetings and welcome to day 12 of the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown, sponsored by the Florida State Conference, NAACP. Our illustrious president, Madam Adora Obiangweze, and I am your host, the Reverend Dr. Rufus L. Wood, Jr., the third vice president and the chairperson of the Religious Affairs Committee for the Florida State Conference, NAACP. The Lord has richly blessed us, and he has gone above and beyond our expectations. We have been blessed with the word every day, and we know that the word of God is a mirror that we can see ourselves. And we pray that through this, you have seen yourself in the word of God. Today, we're expecting nothing less of the Lord. We're expecting God to give us a mighty word. Our speaker today is a friend, a brother beloved, a colleague in ministry, and a protege. His name is the Reverend Dr. Dexter Thomas of the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church of the beautiful city of Cocoa, Florida. We're certainly thankful to God that he has consented to share with us the word of God, and we look forward to hearing a mighty word from the Lord today. Open up your hearts, open up your minds, and receive the word of God from Pastor Thomas. Pastor Thomas, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Woods. We are truly blessed to be with each and every one of you on this, during this time. Truly, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God, and we're going to get right into our assignment. Our assignment today, we're talking from the topic, Your Best Days Are Yet to Come. Once again, your best days are yet to come. And for a scripture reference, I'll be coming from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and want to focus on two verses, that being the fourth and fifth verse, which says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Within these two verses, Paul takes the opportunity to make sure that the focus, the emphasis of his labor in the ministry, the work of the Lord, the preaching of the gospel, is not focused on his skill, his personality, or on him as an individual, but on the power of God, on Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, during this time, people are saying they're not in the mood for Christmas, but we need to really focus on what the reason for the season. The reason for the season is Jesus Christ, that God loved us, that he gave us the best and the ultimate gift that we couldn't even purchase on our own. Matter of fact, in that second verse, Paul says, "For I have determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." His work, his legacy, his teaching of the word of God, sharing the word of God, was all about Jesus and what he had done for us. And my brothers and sisters, in these times like this, when we're seeing and dealing with so many challenges, and it seems like we're in a moment, we're in a time where it doesn't seem like we can move forward because of all the challenges that we're facing, it's time to remember that we need to keep our minds, keep our faith, keep our confidence, keep our trust on the Lord. Remember that Jesus is the power. Remember that God expressed his love to us. And when we tell the story, when we tell the story, and many times that's all it is to people, is a story about Jesus being born in a manger, but that was the expression of God's love. And matter of fact, God showed his power, that he was willing to do anything, to go beyond limits to bring us back into fellowship with him. So we thank God. And many times we during these times and challenges that we are dealing with, we're focusing all on all the problems, on all the obstacles in life. We're thinking about how things used to be, but I'm here to tell you, in this space of time, there's good news, and this is a time that we should have expectation. When we think about where God has already brought us from, you need to be excited about what God can do. There was an old song they used to sing when I was a little boy. It says, "We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith." If you think about the challenges that you've already encountered, already, just think about how you started off this year, all the things that God has brought you through. He's brought you through a health crisis. He's brought you through economic challenges. He's brought you a long, long way. There's others that started, many have started on this journey with us that are no longer here. But in spite of all that you have to face, Jesus still made a way for you. So you need to thank God. You need to trust God. You need to not spend your time moping. You need to be able to have cheer and be able to glorify and keep your faith in the Lord and think about, thank God for how well things are. If you're going to move forward with a heart of expectation, you cannot linger in misery. You cannot focus on how bad things are, because that's not the place God wants for you. No, he wants us to be able to push forward in faith. Paul says something in Philippians 3:13-14, where he says, "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Oh, my brothers and sisters, your best days are yet to come. Oh, you need to trust in God. Why? Because we need to take it personal when we think about the birth of Jesus Christ. Isaiah said this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Oh, that little baby. The Bible and the psalmist says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, my God, your best days are yet to come, my brothers and sisters. I know you can't see it, but it's time for us not to look through the physical eyes, but look through the eyes of faith of the great things that God has intended for us. Right there in that 1 Corinthians, that 9th verse of the 2nd chapter, it says, "But as it was written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." Oh, when we celebrate this Christmas time, it's about showing our love to one who loved us when we didn't even love him, that was willing to extend his kindness, his mercy, and his grace to people who didn't deserve it. So don't think about, this is not the time to think about what you can't do. This is all about thinking about and honoring God for what he has done for us. Oh, you can have a Merry Christmas when Jesus is at the forefront. Thank God. Shall we go before the Lord in prayer? Heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we thank you. Thank you for this day, a day that you made a way for us. Lord, we've had many challenges along this life journey, but we thank you, Lord, that you've kept us to this point. Lord, we didn't deserve it, but we thank God. And Lord, we ask that you help us and continue to strengthen us during our times of challenges, that we will not lose sight of your grace, your mercy, and your kindness towards us. Lord, help us to understand that though we walk through the valley in the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil, for you are right there with us. Let us celebrate your presence in our life. Lord, continue to allow us to lift up our expectations. Realize there is nothing impossible with you. Help us learn from this patient experience that we can continue to glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for the word. Pastor Thomas, thank you for that word, for inspiring us and encouraging us to know that we can go on and to know that our best days are still ahead. You've encouraged us to know that the best is yet to come. And perhaps, Pastor Thomas, there are persons who are listening who might want to make contact with you. Will you please share your contact information with them?
Sure. We can be reached at our church number, which is 321-631-2600. Once again, 321-631-2600. And our email address is mountcarmel@bellsouth.net. Once again, mountcarmel@bellsouth.net.
Thank you so very much, again, for allowing the Lord to use you in such a marvelous way to bless us. We want to thank all of the speakers. This is our last day who have blessed us for the past 12 days, 11 days, and today makes 12. We're truly grateful that you participated and allowed the Lord to use you to bless us. Now we want to say, if you are not a member of the NAACP, we need your membership. We need your support. Membership dues, $30 per year, and you can go to NAACP.org, and there you will find the branch which is closest to you. And we certainly want you to join and come in and be a willing worker. We need dedicated workers because we're still in this struggle for civil rights and for social justice in this country. Now, we want to say thank you again to all of you who have supported us for these 12 days. It's been such a blessing. The Lord has going above and beyond. We want to express our appreciation to Attorney Rossi Williams, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, for this vision that God shared with her, and she allowed us to make use of this platform, and we are truly, truly indebted and grateful to her. And we want to thank all of you again for listening. Now, on behalf of the Florida State Conference NAACP, we wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and a happy and most prosperous New Year. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.